you know, we have established arts groups and entities in the area that we expect to be doing things throughout the year. But I think some of the bigger things sort of came out of non-traditional places. And a prime example of that, I think, would be maybe, you know, physically the biggest piece of art that happened in Lexington this year, which was the mural of President Lincoln painted by Brazilian artist Eduardo Cobra on the back of the Kentucky Theater. And this was commissioned by a street arts festival in town that's just 3 years old called Prohibition, but sort of with a big idea and, you know, a big name there. They made a huge statement. It just, you know, re-struck me the other day when I was driving down Kentucky Avenue and there was that, you know, giant Lincoln looming in the horizon there, and it really, you know, sort of altered the landscape from that perspective. And then another interesting thing that happened was we had several Kentucky groups go on pretty high-profile reality TV shows. There was Jimmy Rose of Pineville that competed on America's Got Talent and did very well. He got all the way to the finals. And then there was the Acousticats from the University of Kentucky that had a big run on the Sing-Off. And, you know, reality TV, again, is not where we traditionally look for arts groups to do big things, but it sort of happened this year. You know, when you look at the fact that the Sing-Off was commanding audiences of about 5 million people a night, you know, that's 5 million people watching a arts group from the University of Kentucky on national TV. But then there were also, you know, very traditional things, too, that happened that were kind of big deals. I think probably the top there would be the University of Kentucky Opera Theater's production of Les Miserables, which was the first time that iconic show has been presented in a full production at the Lexington Opera House. And they went for about over a dozen performances. And once again, like they did last year with Phantom of the Opera, made musical theater a really big event in Lexington.
Would you anticipate some other highly visible pieces of art showing up around downtown Lexington in 2014?
Well, there's definitely been a trend of that. You know, along with the Lincoln mural, there were several other pieces that were done around the same time in Lexington, and we're seeing more and more projects like this, like the Harakoot murals that went up in 2012. So I think you're seeing more people kind of looking at buildings and blank walls as potential canvases for art. And, you know, when you have something as high profile as the Kentucky Theater mural, which, you know, overall it's been popular. I know not everybody is in love with it, but, you know, definitely there are a lot of fans of that piece. It gets more people thinking. You know, and another interesting way to approach art this year was the Lexington Tattoo Project, which was another very unique idea where a poem was written and then portions of it were tattooed across more than 200 Lexingtonians and then gathered together in a single image. So again, that was a real non-traditional way of thinking about art that happened this year.
And of course, there are always announcements or arts events, activities that occur one year that blend over or continue into the next, and that's, I guess, the case this time around as well.
That's right. We've got, you know, several stories that started in 2013 and will be back in the news in 2014. And a big story to watch will be the ongoing contract negotiations for the Lexington Philharmonic. You know, for years the Philharmonic had kind of stayed above the problems that had plagued contract negotiations with other orchestras, but as they sat down to try to hammer out a new contract this past year, some real significant differences cropped up. Particularly, we found, you know, there was some real dissatisfaction among members of the orchestra with the direction that Scott Terrell is taking the orchestra. And they came very near striking the season opening concert. They came to a last hour agreement to avoid doing that, but it was really essentially calling a time out on the negotiations, and so they're going to resume this year, and we'll see if they can come to any agreement on how to go forward.